Good afternoon.
Tere peallõunat.
Or early, good late evening. Yeah.
Või siis
late morning.
Hilist,
good night everybody. Good evening.
Head mida iganes.
So we're looking at our God these few weeks I've been talking here.
Ja me oleme vaadanud oma meie jumalat need nädalad, mis me oleme siin rääkinud.
And I want to continue with this. And today we're going to look at another attribute of our God.
Ja täna me vaatame siis nagu järgmis sellist omadust, Jumala omadust.
And one of his attributes,
üks tema omadustest,
is that he is worthy of our praise.
Et ta on nagu väärt meie au.
And he is worthy of our worship.
Ja ta on väärt meie kiitust,
ülistust. This is who he is.
See on, kes ta on.
This is what he is like.
Ja selline ta on.
Regardless of what we are like.
Et hoolimata sellest, millised meie oleme.
Or regardless of what is going on with us.
Või hoolimata sellest, mis meie sees toimub.
He is always worthy of this.
Ta on alati väärt seda kiitust.
And so how can we give it to him?
Kuda me saame seda kiitust anda talle?
You know, Jesus is talking about this in John chapter 4.
Ja Johannes 4. Peatükis Jeesus räägib.
With this Samaritan woman.
Samaria naisele.
It's quite interesting conversation if you want to read it sometimes.
Et see on väga huvitav diskussioon, kui sa vahest saad lugeda.
And they talk about living water.
Ja nad räägivad selle veest.
And that, you know, the Holy Spirit will become in within you like a spring of living water.
Ja püha vaim tuleb sinu sisse nagu vee allikas, elav vee allikas.
But somehow the conversation turns to worship.
Aga kudagi nagu see jutuajamine pöörab siis ülistusest. Rääkima.
Because you realize that if there is a God,
et kui sa saad aru, et seal on Jumal,
this woman, this Samaritan woman realizes they deserve worship.
Et siis see Samaria naine nagu saab aru, et see nagu väärib ülistamist.
This is like part of human nature actually.
Et see on nagu osa inimloomusest.
We have been created in this manner.
Me oleme seda moodi loodud.
That there is this function of worship built in from the beginning.
Et seal nagu see ülistuse funktsioon meie sisse nagu loodud algus peale.
So something will take our worship in our lives.
Et miski võtab meie elus selle ülistuse.
It's gonna happen no matter what you do.
Et see juhtub igatahes ükskõik mis sa teed.
And this lady is understanding this.
Ja see naine nagu saab sellest aru.
And then Jesus is telling her.
Ja Jeesus ütleb talle.
And this is verse 23.
This is 24 salm.
And it says, but the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
Siis 23 salm. Kui tuleb tund ja see ongi juba käes, et tõelised kummardavad isa vaimus ja tões. Sest isa otsib neid, kes teda nõnda kummardavad.
Yeah, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. 24. God is spirit and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
Jumal on vaim ja kes teda kummardama, peavad teda vaimus ja tões kummardama.
This is words of Jesus.
Need on Jeesus sõnad.
And if you've been in Amazing Grace for a while.
Ja kui sa oled mõnda aega Amazing Grace'is olnud.
You've heard this verse probably.
Siis sa kuulnud seda salmi tõenäoliselt.
That how important it is.
Kui tähtis on.
That we worship him in the truth.
Et me ülistame teda tões.
And we worship him in spirit.
Ja vaimus ülistame teda.
You know, a lot of emphasis have the a lot of churches have the emphasis on the word.
Et paljudel kogudustel on nagu rõhuasetus sõnal.
And they are excellent and teaching you the Bible.
Ja nad on nagu suurepärased siis piibilit õpetama.
And they know it.
Ja nad teavad seda.
And a lot of people are like that.
Ja paljud inimesed on seda moodi.
And then there's other type of people.
Ja siis on teistmoodi inimesi.
And churches.
Ja kogudusi.
And they have a lot of emphasis on the spirit.
Ja neil on väga palju rõhu asetus siis vaimul.
It's all about the experience.
Ja kõik on nagu üks tunnetus.
And it's all about singing to the Lord.
Ja kõik on nagu Jumala otsimise.
And you know, but God is seeking such worshippers.
Aga Jumal otsib sellised ülistajad.
Who have both.
Kellel on mõlemad.
So our sort of desire here is to have both.
Ja meie igatsus siin on, et meil oleks mõlemad.
You know, there's this saying in English, if you have too much word,
et selline ütlemine on inglise keeles, et kus on liiga palju sõna,
you will dry up,
siis sa kuivad ära.
If you have too much spirit,
kus on liiga palju vaimu,
you will blow up,
siis sa lendad õhku.
If you have enough of both,
kui sul mõlemad piisavad,
you will grow up.
Siis sa kasvad üles.
And this is what we need.
Ja seda meil on vaja.
Because our worship needs to be based on this.
Et meie ülistus peab nagu põhinema sellel
sõna. We need to know the truth about Jesus.
Meil on vaja teada tõde Jeesus kohta.
And God.
Ja Jumala kohta.
But there is more.
Aga seal on rohkem.
There is actually the chance to experience him.
Seal on nagu võimalus kogeda teda.
And he needs to live in our hearts through his Holy Spirit.
Ja tal on vaja elada meie südames läbi oma püha vaimu.
So we can actually access this God who is spirit.
Et me võime nagu siis ligi pääseda Jumalale, kes on vaim.
And get to know him in the way that he wants to reveal himself to us.
Ja tunda teda viisil, nagu tema tahab meile ennast avada ja näidata.
So this is very important for us.
See on väga tähtis meil.
So we need both.
Meil on vaja mõlemat.
Let me just talk to you a little bit about worship.
Et ma räägin sulle natukene ülistuse kohta.
In the New Testament, this word often that is used.
Et Uues Testamentis sõna, mis tihti on kasutatud selle kohta.
It actually means sort of like coming towards to kiss.
Et see tähendab siis tulla nagu suudluse poole vä.
Yeah, so you're coming towards somebody to give them a kiss.
Et sa lähed kellegi poole, et talle siis anda nagu suud.
And you realize this is like the word of true affection.
Ja see on nagu siis tõeline selline kiindumuse.
And the act is actually coming towards.
Ja siis see tegevus ongi, et sa nagu lähed selle inimese suunas.
So you put all of your sort of focus on God.
Et sa paned nagu kogu oma fookuse siis Jumala peale.
And you choose to go towards him.
Ja sa valid nagu tema poole minna.
Which is an important part of it.
Mis on nagu tähtis osa sellest.
It's not only kissing the Lord.
Et see ei ole nagu ainult Jumala siis nagu suudlõmine.
But in every circumstance of our lives.
Vaat kõik nagu asjaolud meie elus.
We turn our direction to him.
Me pöörame kõik nagu oma suuna siis tema peole või tema peale.
And another word that is used.
Ja teine sõna, mida on kasutatud.
Is serving.
On siis teenimine.
Worshipping God is serving God.
Et Jumala teenimine on, Jumala ülistus on Jumala teenimine.
Interesting, we call this Sunday mornings service.
Et huvitab, me kutsume seda pühapäeva hommikut nagu teenistus.
We come here to serve the Lord.
Me tuleme siia teenida Jumalat.
Isn't that interesting?
Kas see ei ole mitte põnev?
We are here to serve the Lord, but God actually serves us.
Et me tuleme nagu siia, et nagu teenida Jumalat, aga tegelikult Jumal teenib meid.
But this needs to be the attitude of our heart.
Aga see on vaja, et see on meie südame suhtumine hoiak oleks.
To come in before him, to serve him.
Tulla nagu tema juurde, tema ette, et teenida teda.
So that his desires are met.
Et tema nagu igatsused on nagu siis kätte saadud.
So that he gets what he needs.
Et tema saab, mida tema igatseb.
So that he is in the place that he belongs.
Et tema oleks selle kohal, mis ta väärib, et ta oleks.
So we are about his business, not our own.
Et tema oleks nagu see meie eesmärk, mitte meie ise.
So that's why we come here on Sunday.
Sellepärast me tulemegi siia pühapäeviti.
And you know that our favorite character to teach the kids about the Bible.
Ja siis meie üks lemmik karakter, et lastele piiblist rääkida.
Is this guy, he's called Salty, he's like a big book, a big blue singing book.
Et on nagu siis suur sinine laulev raamat vä.
Yeah, so and his name is Salty like the Psalms, you know.
Okay.
Psalmist or something.
Yeah.
And he says you can sing till you blue in the face.
Sa võid nagu laulda nagu näost punane või näost sinine vä.
But if it's not from your heart, it's not praise.
Aga see, kui see ei ole sinu südames, siis see ei ole ülistus.
And it needs to come from a heart.
Et see peab südames tulema.
So, and you obviously understand this.
Ja tõenäoliselt te saate sellest aru.
That our heart is the place that a lot of the relationship with the Lord happens.
Et meie süda on see koht, kus väga palju nagu suhtest Jumalaga päriselt juhtub.
And the question is, how much space is there actually in your heart for the Lord?
Ja küsimus on, kui palju ruumi on sinu südames Jumala jaoks?
Jesus says that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Et Jeesus ütles ka, et kus on sinu süda, seal on ka sinu, või kus on sinu aare, seal on ka sinu süda.
So what is your treasure in this world?
Mis on sinu aare siin maailmas?
Is it the Lord?
Kas see on Jumal?
Or is it something else?
Või see on miski muu?
Is it actually to get to know him and his ways?
Kas see on, et sa tahad saada tunda teda ja tema teid?
Or is it like an extra in your life.
Või see on mingi lisaks lihtsalt sinu elus, mis on.
You know, there's 24 hours in the day.
See on kaks, sa tead, 24 tundi on päevas.
The old monks used to do this little practice.
Ja vanad ahvid tegid
see. Monks like...
Sorry. siis mungad tegid selliseid harjutusi.
Well, they would, you know, to assess their own life and devotion.
Et nad siis indasid oma elu siis sellise jumala pühendumuse järgi.
And they would divide their day into quarters of hours.
Ja siis nad jagasid oma nagu päeva siis...
quarter hour, 15 okay.
minutes.
so you get 96, you know, et quarter siis, of hours every day.
Et siis on 96 nagu siis seda 15 minutit päevas.
And how many of these actually belong to the Lord?
Ja kui palju nendes siis nagu kuulub Jumalale?
This is like a little bit more accurate way to look at it.
Et see on nagu selline täpsem viis, kuda seda siis vaadata.
And it's more honest actually.
Ja see on nagu selline läbipaistev ka ja
aus. You could think like every hour I can give a few minutes to the Lord.
Et iga tund nagu saab anda mõned minutid Jumalale.
But do you actually give him 15 minutes?
Aga anda 15 minutit.
And if you look through your day.
Ja kui sa vaatad läbi terve oma päeva.
You know, you can be on a phone 15 minutes.
Sa võid olla nagu telefonis 15 minutit.
You can be on the toilet for 15 minutes.
15 minutit võid toaletis isegi olla.
You know, so it's like a more accurate way of looking at your life.
Et see on nagu siuke täpsem ühik, kui ta vaadata oma nagu elu.
And it's a good practice, maybe you should do it.
Et võibolla peaks ikka proovima seda.
Do you get the one full hour of time with God every day or not?
Et kas sul näiteks on iga päev terve üks tund siis Jumalaga olla?
Because, you know, this is not something heavy to put on you.
Et see, ma ei taha panna mingit nagu raskus su peale.
But it's time to look the truth in the face, isn't it?
Aga samas on see aeg nagu vaadata nagu tõel näkku.
What are we doing here on this earth?
Mida ma teen siin üldse siin maa peal?
We have been put here to worship him.
Me oleme pandud siia teda ülistada.
And where your treasure is, there your heart is.
Ja kus on sinu aare, seal on ka sinu süda.
And if your treasure is the Lord,
ja kui sinu aare on Jumal,
then it's easier to worship him and have affection of him.
Siis on nagu lihtsam teda ülistada ja olla nagu temasse kiindunud.
If it's not in your heart,
kui ta ei ole sinu südames,
you can do all the singing in the world.
Sa võid teha kogu laulmise, mis maailmas on.
But what is it?
Aga mis asi see päriselt on?
You know, there's this story in the Bible as well.
See on lugu Biiblis.
Jesus tells this parable of this man who finds this, this treasure in the land.
Ja, et Jeesus räägib siis selle tähendamissõna, kus mees leiab aarde põllu sees.
And he buries it back.
Ja siis ta matab selle tagasi.
And he goes and sells everything he has.
Ja ta läheb ja müüb kõik ära, mis ta on.
So that he could buy this land.
Et ta võiks osta selle siis maatüki.
And he says, this is like the kingdom of heaven.
Ja seal Jeesus ütleb, et see on nagu Jumal kuningriik.
If you find this treasure.
Kui sa leiad selle aarde.
If you truly find it.
Kui sa tõeliselt otsid seda.
You will give up everything else.
Siis sa annad ülen kõik ära oma elus.
And it will not be a big decision for you.
Ja see ei ole nagu raske või suur otsus sinu jaoks.
Because you've seen this treasure.
Sest sa oled näinud seda aaret.
And God actually wants to show you this treasure.
Ja Jumal tahab sul näidata seda aaret.
So that it's not hard.
Need see ei ole nagu raske.
To sell everything you have.
Et müü ära kõik, anda kõik ära, mis sul on.
And receive this treasure.
Ja võtta see aare vastu.
In the 4th century there was this pagan man called Alban.
Ja 4. sajandil oli siis pagan mees Alban.
And you know, his tomb later on became like a pilgrimage place for many, many pilgrims.
Ja siis tema see haua koht sai siis nagu nende palverändurite sihtmärgiks.
Because he did this courageous act.
Sest ta tegi ühe selle suurepärase teo.
And he was, there was this refugee priest.
Et seal oli siis nende põgenite, põgenike siis preester.
And he, this Alban, he was putting him up in his house.
Ja siis Alban siis võttis oma maja.
And took care of him.
ja kandis tema eest hoolt.
And he saw his holiness, it says.
Ja ta nägi tema pühadust.
And then with some instruction he got converted himself.
Ja siis ta nagu ise pöördus.
And then persecution obviously was around.
Ja siis muidugi hakkas tagakius tõus seal piirkonnas.
And they came to look for this priest.
Siis nad tuid otsima seda preestrit.
But he so sure of his conversion, he acted to be the priest, Alban.
Ja, aga siis Alban oli nagu nii, nagu, ja, ta oli juba usu vastu võtnud ja siis ta ise nagu ütles, et tema on preester.
So he took his cloak.
Ta võttis siis selle peale preestri rüüve.
Yeah, and he went to the court.
Ja siis ta läks sinna kohtusse.
And he was condemned.
Ja siis ta mõistet süüdi.
He wasn't willing to sacrifice to the other gods.
Et ta ei olnud nagu nõus teistele ebajumatele ohverdama.
But then what happened?
Aga mis siis juhtus?
The executioner,
siis hukkaja,
he saw something in this guy.
Tema nägi nagu midagi selles mehes.
And he wasn't willing to kill him anymore.
Ja ta ei tahtnud enam seda hukata seda.
And he was, if I could only have what you have.
Et ta mõtles, et kui mul oleks ainult see, mis sinul on.
So in this moment,
sellel hetkel,
like Jesus was telling this parable,
nagu Jeesus ütles selles tähendamissõnas.
So he saw some treasure.
Ta nägi mingit aaret.
That was worth to him more than everything else.
Mis oli talle nagu väärtuslikum kui ükskõik mis muu.
And he was begging this Alban guy.
Ja ta palus seda Albanit.
Can I please die as a martyr with you?
Kas ma võin surra koos sinuga nagu märter?
In a split second.
Ja see on nagu hetkega juhtus.
He was willing to give up everything.
Ta oli valmis kõik ära andma.
And what about us?
Aga meie?
Sometimes we are so amused about our own lives.
Vahest me oleme nagu nii kuidagi kinni jäänud või armunud oma ellu.
And we think we really matter.
Ja mõtleme, et me oleme nagu väga olulised ja tähtsad.
But sometimes when you see this treasure,
vahest, kui sa näed seda aaret,
you were just willing to give it up, everything else.
Et siis sa oled valmis selle nimel kõik muu ära andma.
That's why we do Route 61 in this church.
Et sellepärast me teeme ka rada 61 ühte siin koguduses.
We want to receive something from Jesus.
Tahame võtta midagi Jeesuselt vastu.
We're not gonna manufacture it ourselves.
Et me ei, nagu ise ei tooda seda või tekita seda.
So what is the space there in your heart for?
Et mis on siis sinu südamesse ruum selle jaoks?
If you think about it, you know, like a little house or something.
Kui sa mõtled nagu mingil väiksele majale.
And there's different rooms.
Ja seal on erinevad ruumid.
This is like your heart.
See on nagu sinu süda.
And the Bible says this very strong words.
Ja Piibel ütleb väga tugevad sõnad selle kohta.
That your heart is more deceitful above everything else.
Et sinu süda on nagu petlikum kui kõik muud asjad.
It wants to be corrupt.
Et süda nagu tahab olla korrumpeerunud.
It wants to just find a way to do its own will all the time.
Ta nagu lihtsalt otsib kogu aeg teha mingit oma tahet.
And it needs help from the Lord to change.
Ja ta vajab Jumal poolt seda abi, et muutuda.
It needs the Lord to actually come and take out of your heart of stone.
Ja ta nagu vajab seda, et Jumal abib, kes mis tuleb välja ja võtab selle kivi sealt välja või selle kivi süda muudab.
And he will give you a new heart.
Ja ta annab sulle selle uue südame.
So we need to give him a chance to do this.
Ja meil on vaja anda see võimalus talle seda teha.
This is our actual act of worship.
See on meie tõeline nagu viis ülistada teda.
This is our actually coming towards him.
See on nagu meie viis tulla tema poole.
And place our heart in his hands.
Ja anda oma süda tema kätte.
So that you know it's not just the front room in our house.
Et see ei ole lihtsalt nagu mingi eestuba meie majas.
That Jesus is welcome in.
Või esik, kuhu Jeesus nagu sisse kutsutakse.
You know, maybe it's time for you to show him your, you know, bedroom.
Võib-olla on meil aeg siis näidata oma magamistuba talle.
Or our attic.
Või meie siis ülakorrust.
Or maybe some basement where all the skeletons are hidden.
Või kuhugil alla keldrisse, kus mingi luuger on ära maetud.
Like Meelis was saying.
Nagu Meelis ütles ahju kõrvalda. On.
Sometimes often we present to him our best.
Vahest me paneme oma kõige paremat talle, nagu presenteerime kõige paremat talle, mis meil on.
You know, but God is real with you.
Aga Jumal on nagu tõeline sinuga.
And if you are real with him, actually stuff will start to happen.
Ja nagu päriselt hakkab midagi juhtuma.
So, what we, you know, what is required for true worship.
Mis on nagu tõelisel ülistusel ja ülistajal nagu vajalik?
Is the inner change.
On seesmine muutus.
That's what's required. That's see on, worship.
See on nagu, mis peab juhtuma. See on ülistus.
So, why don't we be the people who give our hearts into his hands?
Et oleme siis need inimesed, kes annavad oma südame tema kätte.
All of our troubles.
Kõik meie probleemid, mured.
All of our joy and happiness as well.
Ja kõik meie ka rõõmud ja rõõm.
And if you keep our eyes to the Lord, then he can do something in our lives.
Kui me hoiame oma silmad tema peal, siis tema saab midagi teha meie eludes.
But you know, it's quite interesting if you look in the Revelation book.
Et see on väga huvitav, kui vaadata siis ilmutuse raamatut.
And it will give you a glimpse of the worship in heaven.
Ja see annab meile nagu siis mingi aimduse ülistusest taevas.
When John sees what's happening there.
Kui Johannes näeb, mis seal toimub.
And he sees the elders.
Ta näeb vanemaid.
And he sees those massive amounts of angels, tens of thousands upon tens of thousands, it says.
Ta näeb neid tohutul hulgal ingleid, 10,000 korda, 10,000.
All of them worshiping the Lord.
Kõik ülistavad Jumalat.
And you know, it's interesting what is said of the saints in heaven as well.
Ja see on huvitav, mida siis pühad ütlevad taevas.
They say they will sing the song of their servant Moses.
Nad laulsid nagu teener või Moosese laulu või ülistust.
Go look at it and it's in the Revelation. So what is the song of Moses?
Mis oli Mooses laul?
It's very interesting. It's actually in the second book of Moses.
See on teises Moosese raamatus.
When they come out of the
kui nad tulevad Egiptust,
Egypt, yeah.
Egiptust välja.
And you know, it's a song about trusting the Lord actually.
Et see on laul sellest, kui ta usaldada Jumalat. Jumala and, usaldamisest.
And his awesome deeds.
Ja see on nagu vägevad nagu teod.
And it, you know, it talks about how he puts the horse in the sea and kills it.
Ja räägib sellest, kuda siis hobused hukkuvad meres. Ja.
And how the water is standing up like a dam next to them.
Ja kuda siis vesi seisab nagu seinana nende kõrval.
And how with a strong arm he crushed all of the Egypts.
Ja kuda siis Jumal people. Tugeva käega nagu purustas Egiptuse.
And it's looking at upon God's deeds.
Ja see vaatab nagu Jumalal tegudele.
And trusts in them.
Ja siis nagu usaldada neid usaldusele.
And think about the whole story of history.
Ja kui vaadata terve nagu siis ajalugu.
The saints are singing this song.
Siis pühad nagu laulavad seda laulu.
When God delivered his people from the hands of his enemies.
Kus Jumal on siis nagu päästnud oma inimesed nende vaenlaste käest.
This is a real reason for us to worship him.
Et see on nagu tõeline põhjus teda ülistada.
And another thing it says about the worship in heaven.
Ja teise asja kohta, mis ta ütleb siis ülistuse kohta taevas.
In chapter 5.
Peatükis 5.
That the hosts of the angels.
Et siis inglite armee vulk.
Yeah, saying about Jesus, you know, is worthy is the lamb who was slain.
Et väärt on tal, kes ohverdati.
To receive power.
Võtma väge.
And wealth.
Ja rikkust.
And honor.
Ja au.
And glory.
Ja hilgust, austust.
And praise.
Ja siis ülistust.
You know, he's worthy to receive those things.
Et Jeesus on väär kõiki neid asju.
So all of these things, you know, let's put them on him.
Et kõik need nagu on temale kuulavad.
And this is what the angels are singing.
Ja seda, mis inglid laulavad taevas.
In the heaven. One day you will be there in heaven singing the same song.
Üks päev me oleme taevas, võib-olla laulame sama laulu.
So, these are the little gods in our lives that want to fill our heart.
Et need on nagu väiksed iidolid meie elus, mis tahavad nagu täitada.
This is what we want for ourselves, actually.
Ja need on, mis me nagu ise endale tahame.
In the human nature.
Meie inimliku loomusega.
We want to have the power or control.
Meil on vaja nagu, me igatseme väge.
We want to have all the wealth.
Me tahame samamoodi rikkus saada.
and the glory
ja austust
and praise
ja samamoodi ülistust.
But it all belongs to Jesus.
Aga see kõik kuulub Jeesusele.
So how do we give this to him?
Kuda me anname selle temale?
Let me just talk to you about a couple of idols.
Ma räägin sulle paarist iidolist ebajumalast.
Obviously we have three enemies in this life.
Ja meil on nagu kolm vaenlast meelus.
In the spiritual world.
Vaimses elus, vaimses ja reaalsus.
There is the Satan obviously.
Selgelt on Saatan.
But there's the world as well.
Aga samamoodi on ka see maailm.
Who is against what God wants.
Mis on selle vastu, mis Jumal tahab teha.
And then the third enemy, sometimes kolmas, the hardest, is yourself.
Ja kolmas kõige raskem ja keerulisem on sina ise.
Your flesh is fighting against the plans and the desires of the Lord.
Sinu liha võitleb Jumala plaanide ja vastu pidevalt.
And we can worship all of these things actually.
Me võime need kõike kolme nagu ülistada.
But so we can make space in our heart for the Lord. These things will go smaller.
Ja kui me teeme nagu ruumi Jumalale, siis need kolm asja nagu vähenevad me südames.
Well, so there's the worship of self.
Et nagu isenese siis ülistamine.
And if you look at the world,
kui vaadad maailma,
then our desire here is to live different.
Siis meie igatsus on elada teistmoodi.
So we do not look at the world to know how we should live as Christians.
Et me ei vaata nagu maailma peale, et teada saada, kuda meie kristlastena peaksime elama.
But we rather expose the works of darkness.
Me vaid me hoopis nagu paljastame pimeduse teod.
So this worship of self,
enese ülistus,
it's all around us.
See on meie ümber igal pool.
But we can have wisdom to see it and notice it.
Aga meil on nagu tarkus seda märgata.
And so let's use it.
Ja kasutame seda.
So that we can diminish this worship in our own hearts.
Et me võime vähendada seda ülistust.
So how do we worship ourselves?
Kuda me ülistame siis ise ennast?
Obviously it's to do with power and control.
Selgelt on see nagu seotud selle võimuga ja kontrolliga.
This is what we want in our lives.
See on, mis me tahame oma eludes.
We want to know what's going to happen.
Me tahame teada, mis toimub.
And we want to have the ability to change circumstances.
Me tahame nagu võimet, et muuta olukordi, kontrollida neid.
You know, often you go into a conversation.
Tihti, kui me läheme vestlusse.
You're very careful of what you say or don't say.
Siis sa oled väga ettevaatlik, mida sa ütled või ei ütle.
Because you want to manipulate the outcome.
Siis sa tahad nagu manipuleerida või kontrollida seda lõppu, mis välja tuleb.
Or you lie about something in your life to some people.
Või sa paletad millegi kohta oma elus või kellelegi.
Because you want to keep the power.
Sest sa tahad hoida seda võimu ja võimu.
And you know, you could lead your family like this.
Sa võid ka oma perekonda niimoodi juhtida.
You can lead your friendships like this.
Sa võid oma sõprust niimoodi juhtida.
That you need to have the control.
Et sul peab olema kontroll.
And it says I am, you know, the most important thing.
Ja see ütleb, et mina olen nagu kõige olulisem.
Jesus shows us a different way.
Aga Jeesus näitab meile nagu teist teed, teist viisi.
And quickly, you know, there's obviously our body, we worship.
Ja see on muidugi selgelt ka meie keha, mida me ülistame.
You know, some people go to gym.
Mõned inimesed siis lähevad jõusaali.
To be really strong.
Ja saada nagu tugevaks.
So that, you know, I'm healthy and I'm going to live a long life.
Et see nagu mõte see taga on, et ma siis olen hästi tervislik ja ma elan pikalt ja kaua.
And I'm only eating certain food.
Ja ma söön ainult teatud tervisliku toitu.
And everybody else who doesn't eat this food, you know.
Ja kõik teised, kes seda toitu ei söö.
They're gonna die really soon.
Et nemad tõenäoliselt surevad ruttu varsti.
But you think that you can control the outcome of your life.
Et see on nagu mingi pidi suuke kontroll. Et sa kontrollid oma elu.
Yeah, but you see that these things actually come from fear.
Ja kui seda vaadad, siis tegelikult see tuleb nagu hirmust.
It comes from the fear of rejection and fear of death.
See tuleb nagu siis surma hirmust ja et sa oled välja tõrjutud.
And we want to be important.
Või me tahame olla nagu olulised ja tähtsad.
Because who is there who actually cares about us?
Et kes on see, kes meist hoolib.
So we need to care for ourselves.
Et me peame nagu ise endas siis hoolima nagu.
But there is one Lord who cares for you.
Aga on olemas Jumal, kes hoolid sinust.
And obviously there is selfishness.
Ja siis on muidugi isekus.
And I want everybody to serve me.
Ma tahan, et kõik teeniksid mind.
rather than I am the servant to others, like the
selle asemel, et mina olen hoopis teiste teenija.
You know, when Israel, the nation was going into the promised land.
Kui Iisraeli rahvas siis läks tõotatud maale.
And God said to them, you know, make sure you do not mix with them.
Ja siis Jumal ütles, et kandke selle eest hoolt, et ei seguneks nende rahvastega seal.
Because these idols, they are powerful.
Et nende ebajumalad on vägevad.
And they will take over your worship.
Ja nad võtavad üle teie ülistuse.
And you know, it's horrendous, these idols you read about in the Bible.
Ja see on nagu hämmastav, need iidolid seal.
And these false gods they were serving.
Ja need ebajumalad, keda nad teenisid seal.
And what they were willing to do for them.
Ja mida nad olid valmis nende ebajumalate jaoks tegema.
And you know, this one god Molek.
Seal oli Molek, üks ebajumal.
And I mean, you know, there was this prostitution in the rituals to worship this god.
Ja nende rituaalidel seal oli prostitutsioon.
And they would actually sacrifice their babies to this
god. Ja oma lapsi ohverdati isegi seal Molekile.
And you read this and you think this is like the worst god there could be.
Ja siis kui luged seda, siis tundub, et see on tõesti halvim jumal, mis võiks üldse olla.
But this god is very much alive today.
Aga see jumal on jätkuvalt elus täna.
And he's taking over the world.
Ja ta võtab maailma üle.
And he's taking over the Christians.
Ja ta võtab üle kristlasi.
Because for our own pleasure.
Sest meie enda selline lõbu jaanu.
You know, we just think we need to serve ourselves, whatever we can do.
Et meil on siis, tahame teinid ise ennast.
And, you know, yeah, the dangers of the world through these devices.
Ja siis ka nende nutiseadmete läbi on nagu see maailm varitsemas.
This God is in everybody's pockets.
Et see Jumal on ka meie iga ühe taskus.
And interesting, you know, obviously you can talk about the deaths of this virus.
Et me võime muidugi rääkida ka selle viiruse surmadest.
But you never read in the headlines how many kids were aborted.
Aga samas mitte kunagi me ei näe mingit pealkirja meediase, kui palju lapsi on abortitud.
How many kids we sacrifice, like they did in the old days.
Ja, et kui palju lapsi on läbi selle ohverdatud, nagu nad tegid sellele ebajumal Molekiles.
Just because we, you know, take prostitution for granted.
Et me, ja siin samamoodi me võtame loomulikult prostitutsiooni.
And we are selfish.
Ja me oleme isekad.
We're not willing to deal with these consequences.
Me ei ole nagu valmis nende tagajärgedega tegelema.
So the world is worshiping these gods.
Et maailm ülistab neid jumalaid.
But we are to expose them.
Aga meie oleme nagu kutsutud üles siis nad paljastama.
And you know, it breaks your heart.
Ja see murrab nagu südame.
If you see like some kids in the playground somewhere.
Kui sa näed mõned lapsed siis mängu väljakul.
And their mom is there with them.
Ja ema on nendega seal.
But all she is doing.
Aga kõik, mida ta teeb.
Is she scrolling on a phone.
Et ta kogu aeg on oma telefonis ainult.
Only making sure that nobody dies, maybe.
Ainult, nagu ainuke mure on see, et umbes lapsed surma ei saaks seal.
But the selfishness.
Aga see isekus.
And, you know, my comfort and pleasure and interest matters.
Et minu nagu see huvid ja et see on nagu kõige tähtsamad.
It robs our kids.
Et see varastab meilt meie lapsed.
Obviously destroys us.
Ja samuti ka hävitab meid.
But it's very sort of subtle thing that's coming into the church and in our lives, isn't it?
Aga see on ka asi, mis imbub kogudusse meie eludesse.
So, you know, you need to see them.
Et meil on vaja näha seda.
I mean, we always say that, you know, use technology.
Me alati ütleme, kasuta tehnoloogiat.
As much as you can.
Nii palju, kui sa saad.
But let it serve you.
Aga et see tehnoloogia teeniks sind.
Not the other way around.
Mitte, et meie teeniksime tehnoloogiat.
That you are bowing down to it.
Mitte, et me kummardaks selle tehnoloogia ees.
And you let it break your family.
Ja et see tehnoloogia mingi pidi nagu murraks me või lõhuks me pere.
And ruin your kids, yeah.
Ja hävitaks meie lapsi.
And you all know this obviously, but wealth is another false god.
Ja järgmine ebajumal on siis rikkus.
That belongs all to Jesus.
Mis kuulub Jeesusele.
Somebody said earlier that God doesn't need our money.
Meelis ennem siin ütles, et Jumal ei vaja meie raha.
Well, you don't need any money either.
Et ka meil ei ole vaja raha.
Because you got the Lord.
Et sul on Jumal.
You know, God doesn't have big pockets with lots of cash in them.
Et Jumalel ei ole nagu siis palju sula raha taskuid täis.
He owns the whole world.
Kõik on tema oma naguni.
Money is nothing to him.
Et raha on miski tema jaoks.
It's just like a contract, isn't it, between people.
Et see on nagu siis leping inimeste vahel.
But he can create money out of anything.
Tema võib raha kõigest nagu luua.
Fish can bring it to you if you need them.
Võib nagu kala tuua sinu juurde.
And you read the stories in the Bible when the ravens come and bring food and all these things.
Ja kui me siis loeme neid lugusid, kus Iisraeli rahvale tulevad need vutid kõrbest, ei kusagilt.
But
aga
for some reason Jesus does say.
Aga mingil põhjusel Jeesus ütleb.
You cannot serve two masters.
Et sa ei saa teinud kahte isandat.
You either love one and hate the other.
Kas armastad ühte ja vihkad teist?
You cannot serve them both.
Sa ei saa neid mõlemat teenida.
You cannot serve God and money.
Sa ei saa teenida Jumalat ja raha.
So God is money is a false god in this world.
Ja raha on selgelt ebajumal selles maailmas.
And it is needed.
Ja raha on vaja.
And we use it.
Me kasutame seda.
But it needs to be nothing to us.
Aga see peab olema nagu mitte miski meie jaoks.
Because it can start taking place in our heart.
Sest ta võib hakata võtma nagu kohta meie südames.
And it can start to fill it.
Ja ta võib hakata täitma meie südant.
It's quite interesting. You know the story of this man who's building the barns, Jesus says.
Ja siis see lugu, kus Jeesus räägib, kus mees ehitab barns.
Bigger storehouses for his grain.
Kes ehitab siis suuremad nagu viljasalvesid või ja aitasid.
And he says like, you fool.
Ja siis ta ütleb sa loll.
Don't you know that tomorrow your life will be taken?
Et kas sa nagu ei tea, et võib-olla omme võetakse su elu ära hoopis.
Where will all of this go that you have stored up?
Ja kus see siis kõik läheb, mis sa siin kokku oled kuhjanud?
7th century, one of the big monks.
Ja 7. Sajandil siis üks munk.
Important man in the history of church.
Et kiriku ajaloos tähtis mees.
In the North England called Aidan.
Ja siis põhja ja Inglismaal oli kutsuti
Aidan.
Aidan.
We've been to some of the churches he's planted. It's like powerful Christian history.
Ja siis oleme olnud mõndas neis kirikustes, mis tema nagu siis asutas.
It's interesting. I mean, he had really good friendship with the kings of this time.
Et tal oli sellel ajal väga hea nagu läbisaamine kuningatega.
And he served a lot of them.
Ja ta nagu teinis neid kuningaid.
And in those times, it's not like now that the king rules for, you know, 100 years.
Ja nendel aegadel siis kuningad ei valitsenud pikalt.
Yeah, because somebody came and killed them.
Sest tihti peal keegi tuli ja tapis nad
ära. And they went and got dead somewhere. And it was changing all the time, you know.
Ja kuningad vahetusid kogu aeg.
And then the northern king would come and kill the south king. And, you know, it's like that.
Ja kuningad üksteist ka tapsid.
So he had a chance to serve a lot of them.
Aga temal oli nagu võimalus neid paljusid teenida.
And you know, when he found this one king.
Ja kui ta leidis ühe kuninga.
Who was generous.
Kes oli lahke, helde.
You know, he said his heart was broken.
Ja tema süda murdus.
Because he knew that he would not survive in this world.
Et ta teadis, et see kuningas ei saa nagu hakkama jäällu siin maailmas.
Because the world is against generosity.
Sest maailm on sellisel lahkuse heldus vastu.
And when these kings converted to the Lord.
Ja kui see kuningas siis pöördus.
You know, it's considered weakness.
Siis seda nagu võeti kui nõrkust.
And they would, you know, lose their kingdom or whatever.
Ja siis kaotas kuningriigi.
But there's this one awesome story.
Ja siis on üks vägev lugu.
One of these kings.
Üks neist kuningatest.
Because Aidan, he always loved to walk everywhere he went.
Et Aidan, nagu tal meeldis alati kõndida üks kõik kohta läks.
And you know, he said he liked to meet people on the road.
Ja ta siis kohtas inimesi tee peal.
And liked to talk to them.
Ja tal meeldis rääkida nendega.
And walk with somebody.
Ja tal meeldis koos kellega kõndida.
So they can recite the psalms and pray together.
et nad võiksid psalme lugeda ja palvetada koos.
And he was a very simple man.
Et ta oli väga lihtne mees.
But as he was getting older,
aga kui ta sai vanemaks,
this one king saw how much he was walking everywhere.
Siis see üks kuningas nägi, kui palju ta kõnib igal pool.
And he wanted to like help him.
Ja ta tahtis aidata teda.
So he thought he's gonna give him a horse.
Ja ta mõtles, et annab tal hobuse.
So he goes to his stable and finds the best horse.
Et siis ta leiab kõige parema hobuse ja annab ta.
And he gets the best equipment, you know, the best saddle and all the trappings.
Ja siis ta paneb parima sadula ja parima varustuse sinna peale.
And he gives this horse to Aiden.
Ja ta annab siis Aidenile selle
And this hobuse. Is like truly a horse fit for the kings.
Ja see on tõel nagu kuningate vääriline obune.
And so Aiden goes off with this horse to go back to his monastery.
Ja siis Aiden läheb selle obusega tagasi oma kloostrisse.
He was really comfortable on the horse.
Ja ta väga mugav oli olla obuseljas.
But he was really uncomfortable in his heart.
Aga tal oli ebamugav oma südames.
He thought, now I'm here, up here.
Nüüd ma olen üleval, siin mõtles.
I cannot talk to these people on the roads.
Ma ei saa rääkida inimestega.
I'm in a higher position.
Ma olen kõrgel.
Jesus never took a higher position.
Ja Jeesus ei võtnud kunagi kõrge positsiooni.
So the first beggar he finds.
Esimene siis kerjus, kelle ta leidis.
On the road he gets off his horse.
Tuli obusellest maha.
The beggar is surprised that he even noticed him.
Ja siis kerjus on isegi üllatunud, et tast välja tehakse.
And he gives this beggar the horse.
Ja ta võtab obuse ja annab selle kerjusele.
And the beggar he can't even believe it.
Ja siis see kerjus nagu isegi suuda uskud
seda. And Aiden says freely I received.
Ja siis Aiden ütleb, et ma olen tasuta saanud.
So freely I can give.
Ja tasuta ma annan ka.
And he shows this beggar how to lead the horse.
Ja siis ta näitab sel kerjusel, kuidas siis hobusega.
And you know you can sell it for a lot of money or keep it.
Ja, et sa võid selle ja jätta või ära müüa suure raha eest.
It's a fine horse.
Et see on väga hea hobune.
And the equipment is worth even more.
Ja kogu see varustus on väga väärtuslik seljas.
And obviously he walks the rest of the way home.
Ja muidugi siis ta ülejäänud tee kõnnib koju.
And he's thinking about what's going to happen when I meet the king again.
Ja siis ta mõtleb, mis siis jälle saab, kui ma kuninga kokku saan.
And not too long he's back in the king's place.
Ja õige pead ongi tagasi kuninga juures tema polees.
And the news has already reached the king.
Ja juba kuningas on kuulnud seda uudist.
And he asks like, how is it that you know, gave away this horse that I gave you?
Ja siis kuningas küsib, et kuidas on võimalik, et sa andsid hobuse ära, mis ma sulle andsin.
To the beggar?
Ja kerjusele.
This was a horse fit for the kings.
See oli kuningate vääriline obune.
I could have found some old, you know, nag from the back of the stable.
Ma oleksin võinud kellegi üliku või kelle iganes leida, kelle saanda.
Or find a bad horse to give.
Ma oleksin võinud siis salvaobus sulle anda.
But, and then Aiden thinks about it and says.
Ja Aiden mõtleb sellele, ütleb.
Is in your eyes, O king.
Kas sinu silmis kuningas?
Is this one horse more important?
On see üks hobune tähtsam kui?
A son of God.
Jumala poeg.
And the king is obviously broken.
Ja muidugi kuningas on murtud.
He sees that this beggar is one of the sons of God.
Ta nagu näeb, et siis see kerjus on nagu Jumala poeg.
And we treat the people in the wrong way.
Ja me kohtleme inimesi nagu valel viisil.
We measure their values in the wrong way.
Me mõõdame nende väärtust valel viisil.
We measure our wealth in the wrong way.
Me mõõdame oma nagu rikkust valel viisil.
So Aiden was able to give this away.
Ja Aiden oli nagu võimeline selle obuse ära andma.
Because the story about this man who was making bigger storehouses.
Ja see lugu sellest mehest, kes Jeesus rääkis, kes tegi suuremad vilja aitasid endale.
His concern was for his future.
Tema nagu mure oli tema tulevik.
But not his eternity.
Aga mitte tema igavene elu.
And this is the point that Jesus is telling us.
Ja see on nagu mõte, mis Jeesus räägib meile.
That our concern should be the eternity.
Et meie nagu mure ja fookus peaks olema tulevikul.
This life here
see elu siin
is when we have an option to worship the Lord.
On nagu võimalus ülistada Jumalat.
In the next one you won't have this option.
Aga seal igavikus meil seda võimalust ei ole.
The decision is already made.
Et otsus on juba tehtud siin.
Whether bowed down in front of him and served him.
et kas me kumardume Jumala ees ja teenime teda.
Or not.
Või me ei tee seda.
So we are living a very good time.
Me elame väga heal ajal.
Because we actually have the option.
Et meil on see valiki võimalus.
Paul says that one day every knee will bow before the Lord.
Ja Paulus ütleb, et kunagi iga põlv nõtkub Jumala ees.
Well, that means all of these knees here.
Kõik põlved näed siin, kes me oleme.
But in this life,
a selles elus,
we have the option to bend the knee.
Meil on nagu võimalus nagu siis Jumala ees kumardada.
We don't have to.
Me ei pea.
You have a free will.
Sul on vaba tahe.
But you have the option.
Aga sul on see võimalus.
In everything to give it all to him.
Et anda nagu kõik talle.
And interesting how God has made it like this.
Et see on huvitav, kui ta Jumal on selle teinud.
That worshiping him.
Et ülistades teda.
It's actually for your benefit.
See on sinu kasu.
It's not for his benefit.
See ei ole nagu tema kasu.
He doesn't need any of it.
Temal ei ole vaja seda.
He's already the highest.
Ta on juba kõige kõrgemal kohal.
But if you worship him,
aga kui sina ülistad teda,
then your heart will change.
Siis sinu süda muutub.
And then more of the space will be available for him.
Ja rohkem ruumi on tema jaoks saadaval.
And then you will your life will have the benefits.
Ja sinu elu saab sellest kasu.
You will receive his kingdom.
Sa võtad vastu tema saad vastu võtta tema kuningriik.
And everything he wishes for you.
Ja ükskõik, mida ta igatseb sinu jaoks.
And all his plans for you.
Ja kõiki need plaane, mis temal on sinu jaoks.
Thank you, Lord. Why don't we pray?
Palvetama.
And you can just lower your head as well if you want.
Võid ka oma pea kumardada, kui sa tahad.
Well, Lord, we just come to you simply.
Lihtsalt tuleme sinu ette, Jumal.
And we look to you.
Ja vaatame sinu peale.
We just ask that you would help us.
Lihtsalt palume, et sa aitaksid meid.
And we ask you would change our hearts.
Palume, et sa muudaks meie südameid.
And I believe this morning.
Ja ma usun sellel hommikul.
What God is asking us to do.
Jumal palub meil teha.
You know, it's not some big massive sacrifice.
Et see ole mingi suur massiivne ohverdus.
Because I believe you have done those already.
Et ma usun, et sa oled juba teinud neid.
And God sees all of that.
Ja Jumal näeb kõike seda.
And sometimes we feel like we need to be dramatic.
Ja vahest meil on tunne, et meil on vaja olla dramaatiline.
And somehow express our big worship and praise to him.
Ja väljendada nagu oma ülistust tema.
But actually I believe this morning is about something small.
Ma usun, et see täna hommik on nagu miski millegi väikese jaoks.
It's like decision.
See on nagu otsus.
Just to turn your direction.
Muutama suunda.
Towards him.
Jumala suunas.
And I believe it's in the heart healing way.
Ja ma usun, et see on nagu Jumala tervendamise viisil.
So that you can receive some of that from him.
Et sa saad võtta seda temalt vastu.
That your heart would be changed.
Et su süda võiks muutuda.
And it would be renewed.
Et see võiks olla uuendatud.
What you have is hope.
Et sul on lootus.
And this is one of your most powerful weapons.
Ja see on sinu üks võimsamid relvi.
When you trust that God is actually going to come through for you in the end.
Et kus sa saad uskuda, et Jumal lõpuks nagu saavutab selle.
But now you just need to turn your heart towards that.
Aga nüüd sa nagu pöörad oma südame lihtsalt selles suunas.
So the best thing we can do.
Parim asi, mis me saame teha.
Is to give him a chance.
Anda talle võimalus.
To give us more hope.
Anda meil rohkem lootust.
To just heal our hearts deeper.
Et ta nagu sügavamalt parandaks meie südameid.
And to, you know, give us more faith and trust to him.
Ja annaks meile rohkem usku, et usaldada teda enam.
That's what's gonna make us better worshipers.
See teeb meis paremad ülistajad.
You know, like the song says we sing.
Nagu laul, mis me laulame, ütleb.
This is my worship.
See on minu ülistus.
Living for your glory, O God.
Elada sinu auks.
It's not the song itself.
See ei ole lihtsalt laul.
It's the life.
See on elu.
And if you willing to do that, you're on the right track.
Ja kui sa soovid seda teha, siis sa oled õigel teel.
Thank you, Lord.
Tänu Jumal. Amen.